What it is, what it do, cyber world. It is your girl, the one and only Ash Brown, and this is the Ash Said It Show. Over 1,900 episodes, 500,000 streams since 2014 and growing. All this is on account of you guys, so thank you so very, very much. Today, I am so elated, y'all. I am like fangirling out over here. I am totally, completely out of my marbles. I'm so excited to introduce to all of you all, for those of you that are unaware, I don't know where you've been living under a rock somewhere, but the multifaceted, multi-talented Mallory Lewis. Hey, Mallory.
Hi, Ash. That's such a lovely introduction. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. That is just a small token of what you have done and just some of your accomplishments. But for those that do not know, please share with everyone about your lineage and where you come from.
Well, my mama said I came from heaven. No, I don't think she ever did. My mom was Shari Lewis of Lamb Chop fame. Oh, so that's where I come from. I'm a transplanted New Yorker living in California, raised by Shari and Lamb Chop.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. And as we were talking before, I found you. I found your page on TikTok just the other day. I was just randomly scrolling, and a friend of mine sent me a link, and I nearly just had a coronary because I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, my God, it's Lamb Chops!
Lamb Chop loves TikTok. Our TikTok handle is at your fave, F-A-V, Lamb Chop. And we post almost every day and have a very good time doing it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, just starting things off, how did you get introduced to your mom's work? Like, what is your first memory of it?
Well, it was always what she did. Lamb Chop was born in 1957. I was born in 62. So, I never knew a world without Lamb Chop in it. Mm. And I don't know when I realized that it was mom perhaps participating in Lamb Chop's reality. Mm. But, you know, I used to tell Lamb Chop stuff when I was a little girl, and Lamb Chop never ratted me out. So she's my little sister, and I love her very, very much.
I love that. So when did you start to join your mom's production?
Well, when I was about 12, I started ghostwriting. Mm. Excuse me, ghostwriting her newspaper column, which she had then. It was a syndicated column. And, you know, I always toured with her. Mm-hmm. And I always had, input into the comedy. Excuse me. Oh, and then in 92, I believe, that was the beginning of Lamb Chop's Play Along. And I started as a writer and occasional puppeteer on the show. And then soon became the head writer and then the producer of the show. And it wasn't until mom's passing in 98 that I picked up the mantle, so to speak, or picked up the Lamb Chop and started performing. Mm-hmm. Until then, I had always been behind the scenes.
Mm. So when you were behind the scenes, were you also practicing the ventriloquism? Because you do it so eloquently.
No, I had no interest in doing this because mom was doing it. You know, it didn't occur to me. Mom died very young. She died at 64. Yeah. So it didn't occur to me that there would be an after Shari Lewis. So I never had to learn ventriloquism. That just came very easily to me. Wow. And I've been doing Lamb Chop now for 25 years, so about half as long as mom did it.
Yes, wow. And, you know, definitely sending out some good vibrations up in heaven. As we know, Miss Lovely Shari Lewis is up there with my mama, too, you know, and all the great moms that are up there. Sending some good vibrations up there to them. Why did it become important for you to continue the Lamb Chop legacy?
When mom passed, I kept getting letters from people saying, is Lamb Chop dead too? Mm. And I couldn't let that answer be yes. I couldn't lose my mom and my sister, and I couldn't really let people down because Lamb Chop means so much to people. It's so lovely. The comments that I get on TikTok and on Instagram, that seeing Lamb Chop healed something they didn't know was broken. That Lamb Chop was the bright spot in an otherwise difficult childhood. That Lamb Chop is the kind of positivity and happiness that the world needs today. Absolutely. I mean, I get with extremely rare exception, I get nothing but positive feedback, and it's really, it's so lovely. You know, the occasional troll I ignore, but in general, it is my pleasure to give so much pleasure.
Yes, I mean, and I think you said it perfectly on one of those clips. Is Lamb Chops reminds people of a simpler time. You know, kids, yes, usually, you know, myself included.
It Lamb Chop reminds people of when they were a child. And let's face it, you know, I mean, there are some people who have terrible childhoods. I'm not negating that. But in general, you know, being four is pretty simple. and there is someone to take care of you in general at the age of four. And so Lamb Chop puts people back in a... into that mindset, even if it is just for a moment. And her consistency, the fact that she hasn't changed, is nice. In this rapidly changing world, Lamb Chop offers a consistent beacon of light and hope.
Absolutely. Because like I said, I got so much joy out of just seeing her. It was just like, oh my gosh, you know, before Facebook and everything else, you're like, oh my gosh, you know, it's Lamb Chops. Let's play it
on. I'm so glad.
Yeah. So what would you say was the driving force behind doing the documentary on your mom?
Well, I'm really excited about this documentary. It's called Shari and Lamb Chop. Mm-hmm. And we have an amazing director named Lisa Dopolito. She was the director of the Love Gilda documentary. Mm-hmm. And we're touring the film festivals right now. We did New York and Santa Barbara is, I think, next week. And then we're going to be in Atlanta at the Atlanta Jewish Film Festival as the closing night movie, which is a great honor, on the 26th of February. And I think it's at Sandy Springs, I believe is what it's called, the theater. But if you Google Atlanta Jewish Film Festival, you'll come up with it. People always say to me, oh, your mom was such a nice little lady with puppets. And I'm like, okay, one part of her personality.
Exactly.
But she was actually a fully formed human being. Yeah. You know, she had favorite foods. She had good days. She had bad days. She had friends. She had desires. She had passions. She had... She had all the things that normal people have. She didn't just sit in a room playing with puppets. Mm-hmm. She was very smart. She was one of the first women to have a production company. Mm-hmm. This was in the 50s when a woman could not get a credit card without her father or husband signing for her. And my mom had a production company. So I really wanted to bring the multifacetedness of my mother. Nobody's opinion of my mom is going to be changed by this film. They're not going to walk away going, wow, she was a terrible person, you know, because she was the Shari Lewis that you saw, but she was also so much more.
Right. I love that. I love that. And you said that it's going on tour. It's going to be in Atlanta, February the 26th, and people can Google and search and find out, you know, exactly where you need to be and how to get there and stuff. And I want to talk about
Lamb Chop and I will be there as well. We will be doing the red carpet and doing a meet and greet afterwards.
Lamb Chops, oh my gosh, y'all get your cameras ready.
I gotta make that happen.
So
you have to.
I'm gonna fangirl out in public. Oh, gosh.
Excellent.
I love it. I love it. I also want to talk about another clip that I saw because I was literally just, you know, just going down the rabbit hole of Lamb Chop and Mallory all over TikTok. But there was a lady that approached you after one of your shows Because, you know, you talked about this joke of when Lamb Chop had a little something, something
to
drink.
Lamb Chop does a drunk routine where she's been drinking. And I performed this routine at a 21 and over club. So it's not like there were children in the audience.
No.
This woman comes up to me and she goes, "Your mother would be horrified by that routine." And I said, "Madam, my mother wrote that routine." So I told that story on this TikTok clip, and then I edited the footage of my mother doing that routine to the back of the clip, because I brought the receipts, as they say.
You had the receipts ready. I love that. Oh my goodness, Mallory, it has been an absolute pleasure and honor for you coming and gracing us with your presence on my show. I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for this documentary.
I can't wait to meet you in person. February 26th at the Atlanta Jewish Film Festival.
Absolutely. And if people want to get some more information and follow you on social or website and stuff, where do they need to go?
They go to TikTok, and it's at Your Fave, F-A-V, Lamb Chop. And they can go to Instagram and at Mallory Lewis and Lamb Chop. And those are the two best ways to follow me on socials. I have a YouTube channel as well, if you Google me. But that's, I would say, TikTok and Insta are probably your best bet right now.
I love it. Mallory, thank you so much for coming through. We certainly appreciate you. Beyond words.
Thank you, Ed.
And, you know, I'm going to put this out there into the universe.
This is a song that na, 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 na. Yes, it goes on and on. My son, see you in Atlanta.
Lamb Chops. I will absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Love it. Thank you so much. And you and Lamb Chop are, of course, more than welcome back on the show. I know there's going to be updates and all these things throughout the year. I would love nothing more than for you guys to come back. I'm just putting that out there.
You got it, Ash.
I appreciate each and every one of you guys. Thank you so much for your love and support. Keeping in mind, anyone to tell you that you can't do what you want to do, you look them square in the face, you tell them, "Don't believe me. Just watch. Watch what I do. Watch me make it happen. Watch me make history." That's what we're doing this for, the history books. Social media is nice, but real life is so much better. Until next time, you guys.